What about when Romans chapter 6, verse 16, which was a couple of weeks ago now, don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. And Paul, in Romans, he's explaining how to live. Together with the almighty loving God who sustains life. And there's a problem, though. When he speaks to us from the scriptures this morning, Paul is talking to people who have already been sold into slavery for life. In Romans chapter 6, we see the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Death is coming to everyone who's made themselves a slave to it. And then Jesus Christ is the person who we long to follow. What are we going to do about the fact that I've already sold me into slavery? Verse 1 of chapter 7, Paul begins to explain how this works. Look at chapter 7 of Romans, verse 1. And Paul says, "Or do you not know, brothers, for I'm speaking to those who know the law, that the law is binding on a person only as long as he lives." So this deal, this sold for life into servitude, either of sin that leads to death or God that leads to eternal life, this deal lasts only as long as you live. And Paul refers to another life proposition now. So your sin leads you to death. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Romans 6, verse 23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus." Now, here's another life proposition. Verse 2, "For a married woman is bound by law to her husband while he lives, but if her husband dies, she's released from the law of marriage. Accordingly, she'll be called an adulteress if she lives with another man while her husband is alive. But if her husband dies, she's free from that law. And if she marries another man, she's not an adulteress." So here we have a teaching on the lasting bond of law. Nobody just walks out of a marriage and says, "It just wasn't working," and moves on to another person. Anyone who just decides to ignore a commitment and refuses to fulfill their covenant is held accountable. So Paul said in chapter 6, leading into chapter 7, the wages of sin is death. This lifelong covenant made with death, made with sin, leads to death. How are you going to get out of it? Just like if you were married, this lifelong covenant to this person, it doesn't end unless someone dies. So anyone who just decides to ignore a commitment and refuses to fulfill their covenant is held accountable. This verse teaches on the lifelong lasting bond of marriage. Now, obviously, with Boris Johnson recently taking up Theresa May's issue of divorce reform in Parliament, if you're looking for teaching on divorce, you'll need more than this verse. Verses 2 and verse 3 on divorce and on remarriage that follows after that. If there are people who believe that they're freed from divorce because another spouse has broken covenant, abandoned them, and left them in a way that they are not culpable and have been released from marriage by their behavior, right? You would have to look in other places in the Bible to get that. You are aware that the government was passing marriage reform under Theresa May, but because Boris Johnson prorogated the parliament, that these laws that were being processed did not make it into law. And so as Boris Johnson talks about the next legislative dais, on the legislation is going to be marriage reform that was initiated by Theresa May, but will be finished by Boris Johnson. You do know that your government is doing these things to change the definition of marriage. Theresa May was removing adultery as a basis for divorce. There was basically a state of what other municipalities call no-fault divorce. When one person in a marriage decides, "I'm out, I no longer want to be here," they were making it easier for anybody to get out of a marriage, even if the other person doesn't agree. Boris Johnson has said, we're not going to do that. I will put forward marriage reforms, but it'll be different than what Theresa May had. Did you know that was happening? Because you should. Because you're citizens of this country who's making these decisions about how we live. Among others, the country is turning away from God and making up their own rules that suit themselves and drawing around themselves teachers who will say whatever their itching ears want to hear. So you should have known that. But now you do, because your minister has brought it to your attention. And so if you start saying, what can I know about marriage and divorce? You're going to want to also consider Exodus chapter 21, Deuteronomy chapter 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Matthew chapter 5, and Matthew chapter 19, hearing the words of Jesus Christ on the subject. So just leaving that aside, the reason that in Romans chapter 7, following verse 2 and 3, which were a reiteration of the strength of marriage as a commitment in law, in contrast with the commitment to being a slave of sin leading to death, or a slave of God leading to righteousness, we then look at verse 4 and we see what God has to say after an example of the lasting power of giving oneself away in matrimony. Paul continues to speak to people who have given themselves away to sin.